Oh, we are pleased to have with us on the other end of our line today.
Good morning, Mayburn.
I love that. You know, maybe I should turn that, put that on everybody's ringtone for me.
There you go. I love it.
Well, you had your second State of the City address last night at the Marathon Center, and it was obviously a time for you. I know last year you had been in the job for 2 months, and this year you have done so much over the last 12 months and have so much more to plan for the upcoming future.
Yeah, you know, it was wonderful. It's crazy to reflect on the year and just see what we've accomplished, and looking forward to 2020, a lot of great things on the horizon.
What are some of the things that are the most important to you as you addressed everyone last night?
Certainly the census for 2020. It's really important that our community have a complete and accurate count. And so over the next, you know, month and a half, we're going to really be pushing that to make sure that we get a lot of folks counted and that our community is appropriately represented.
For those that don't know, I know you've talked about it with us on the show. Why is the census so important? Because so many people think you're just counting how many people we are, but that number is very important.
Yeah, so obviously the most important part is it affects our representation in Congress and at the state level. But certainly it also impacts funding. So a lot of what communities do, we receive state funding and federal funding to help support water quality and infrastructure. And that's really based off of demographic information for our community. So count of people as well as income information and demographics. So those are really the two big areas. But even understanding how it impacts our schools, healthcare services, it impacts a lot of different areas in a lot of different ways.
Speaking of counting and surveys, you are going to be taking a survey of the Hancock County Regional Planning Commission. And what is that for?
Yeah, so the Hancock County Housing Coalition has been working for a number of years to figure out how we can address housing in our community. And one of the things that they are doing in partnership with the Community Foundation and United Way, a couple other organizations, is doing a housing survey. So we have hired an agency, DeSalvo Development, to put together a study for our community on rental housing needs, looking at availability of property, how we can make sure that we're getting appropriate development at all levels of the market. And the survey that's being completed is to better understand the people that are living in Hancock County. If they were to move, even within the county, what are they looking for? As well as folks that don't live here, that may want to live here, what are they looking for? And that's going to be then put in conjunction with that other data to better understand what does housing look like in our community long term.
So is this survey open to people other than people who live in Hancock County?
Yes, so it is. We'll be sending it out, and it's going to be available on the Hancock Regional Planning website as well as a variety of other sources. And you can complete it and say, you know, I don't live in Hancock County, but I'm interested in living in Hancock County, and here's what I would be looking for.
Does this also take into account talking to or surveying the businesses that are here in town in terms of what growth there might be or what maybe to cut back, what those are, so that you get an idea of housing needs you have down the road?
So the survey isn't going to specifically be gathering that information, but we are talking and interviewing and meeting with many stakeholders, businesses, as well as government and different agencies locally to understand what growth we're projecting for the community and what's their projected growth over the next couple of years.
And people will be able to go online for the census and for the survey. Again, how do they go about that, and when does that start?
Yeah, so both of those items, you can visit FinleyOhio.com, and we have news stories and links up to be able to complete the survey, as well as to be able to get census information. For the census, you will not start receiving your unique ID to be able to complete the census until mid-March, and then that will have instructions on how you complete it either online, over the phone, in person, or by mail.
You talked last night about the brand of the city of Findlay. What kind of points do you want to make? What kind of changes? How do you want to focus in on what the brand is?
You know, I think that the one of the things that I share with our team is that in the age of, you know, digital information and social media, there's inundation of information. And how can we make sure that all the positive things that are going on within our community, all the opportunities that are here, are being shared? We know that living in Findlay, there's a lot of positives. It's a great community to live, learn, work, and play, and raise a family. But how do we make sure that people that are in other states or are looking for opportunities, when they're looking for those, find Findlay? So that's about being involved, you know, on the national and state level, as well as, you know, putting positive pictures out there, and you know, as simple as using hashtag Findlay Ohio, that helps people find our community when they are looking to relocate. So it's a lot of little things, but I love Findlay, and I'm excited to hopefully get to share that with people around the world.
Speaking of love and Findlay, are you doing anything planned tonight for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, my husband and I will be enjoying an event through Visit Findlay that's in the heart of downtown. And so we'll be starting at Marathon Center for Performing Arts with a group of people, having some hors d'oeuvres, and then going shopping downtown.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And we wish you the very best and a very happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you to you guys as well. Have a safe and festive weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The mayor of the city of Findlay, Christina Murin.
She's always so much fun to talk to. She's got so much information.
She is always in tune with what's happening, and you know, she's realizing the importance of social media in terms of